If I were you, I need advice to adhere. I know what to do. You talk to Jake in a mirror, solving problems fast, putting you on blast. The quietest dudes helping lives improve. If they were you, here's what they'd do. If I were you, if I were you, show.com.
Yeah. Don't just look at me like that.
I want people to think that your yeah was part of the song.
It was.
It was. That was like a Hawaiian chill vibe, sort of calypso.
Really,
island
Jack
breeze.
Johnson meets John yeah, Mayer meets John Lennon meets Lennon Parham
meets Thomas Lennon meets Thomas the Tank Engine
meets Thomas Middleditch meets.
Everything all rolled into one calypso breeze.
Meets meat.
Meets the Deedles, a movie that came out in 1997. That was written, not the movie, the song was written and performed by Tommy Doughty. Tommy Doughty.
And if you are doubting that he can sing, you'd be wrong.
Nice.
Thank you.
He's from Canada, which explains a lot.
Because he said sorry a bunch in his email.
Yeah, he was apologetic a lot. So thanks, Tommy, for writing that theme song. Still getting a lot of theme songs. This is episode 163.
Wow.
So we've probably had over 300 theme songs at this point.
Pretty chill.
Each one better than the last, which is pretty exciting. So that one is the best one we've received so far.
Because it's the last one we heard.
Exactly. Can you remember a theme song? Like another theme song?
Yeah, the Carly Rae Jepsen parody comes to mind.
Uh-huh.
The Eminem parody comes to mind.
Right, any of Riggs?
My Little Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
Comes to mind.
Uh-huh. A lot of things come to mind, actually. Mm-hmm. More than anything, they've come to my mind. My
original
eye.
Theme song. My first theme song.
What was that one?
If I were you, if I were you, if I were you, the show
starts now.
That was your contribution.
Which honestly wasn't needed, nor was it deserved, nor should you have done it. All in all, you shouldn't have done that.
You are unearned, undeserved, unwarranted, and unwanted.
But if you have your own theme song, please keep sending them in. We actually get more than we can use. We have an embarrassment of riches. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed of how many songs
and we I'm
have.
Proud of how rich I am. At least my daddy is. But,
what?
I don't have a lot of money, but my daddy does.
So why are you
my
happy?
My father buys me everything I need, motherfucker.
Why are you... Stop standing so tall when you say that.
I'm a little proud.
So you're a lot proud. You're a little too proud.
I guess I'm a little too proud, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'm happy that my father provides for me.
I guess it's fine. Be grateful. Don't be happy.
Not much to be grateful about.
Absolutely there is.
No, that would only be if I didn't deserve the money. I was born to a rich man. Does that make me a bad person? I don't think so.
So many things you say aren't true. Like, you can only be grateful for things you don't deserve.
Yeah, like a sunny day. Oh, I'm so grateful it's sunny out. It could have gone either way.
Yeah.
But my dad has money and I better get it. So I'm not really grateful. I'd be actually pretty pissed if he didn't give me money.
Another wrong idea.
I'm actually a little mad thinking about it. I'm going to Venmo request him. Every once in a while, I call my mom, I say, how's it going? But I keep in touch with my dad through Venmo requests.
So, like, what happens? What
like,
do you
I'll
do?
Request him $1,000, and it'll be... And it, you know, the little like for what for you could write in a kale salad or
oh yeah
or
like what the memo
a cable bill or something.
Mm-hmm.
I just write in a little bag of money with the wings.
You say for me because I'd have I
for
need
money
it.
For the for my love you'll buy it.
Oh, so whenever you say something bad, you sit up really tall and stare at the ceiling.
I guess.
I know. I'm telling you. At least tilt the microphone up towards you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The angle, it's not hitting your mouth correctly.
I'm also sort of trying to make my mouth really small.
Yeah. A little, you're trying to become a little angel.
My daddy's little angel.
So what is this? This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
People email us their questions. They need our advice, and we do our best to offer it on this here program. Sometimes it's just us two, and today it is.
Well, Kobe's here, as always.
Kobe.
Mr. Bryant, have a seat. At least sit down.
Doof, doof, doof. That was him bouncing dribbles, a basketball.
Just dribbling in the corner. All right, man. Cool.
Well, good on you. All right. Let's start answering questions. Got a pretty interesting one from a teenage boy.
Okay.
Who I also think is from Canada. A Canadian teenage boy.
A Canadian.
Shall we call him someone who's famous in Canada?
Mike Myers.
Writes, hey guys, I'm a teenage boy who just found out their dad has been reading all the messages I've been sending my girlfriend, as well as all the ones she sent to me. She lives a couple hours away, so our main mode of communication is by text. Normally, I text her on a crappy Samsung phone, so there's no real issue. But since we've been out of the country for a couple weeks, I've had to use iMessage on my iPod. Apparently, my dad hooked up his iPad to my iPod over the iCloud, and he's been seeing and reading them all, as I found to my horror when I was unplugging to plug mine into the charger. He doesn't know that I know yet, so how should I confront him about it? I mean, I'm still pretty young, so we've never even talked about relationships, although my girlfriend has visited before. Since what I've been sending is our private property, I think what he's doing is wrong. What should I do? Thanks. Mike Myers.
What should I do?
I followed up with this guy.
Really?
I asked him how old he was.
Okay.
Because I think there's a difference if you're a young teenager or an old teenager if your dad is reading your text messages.
I would say if he's 14, it's fine. If he's 16, it's not.
Oh, what about 15? 15's the cutoff.
15's borderline.
He's 16.
Not okay.
Really?
I don't think it's okay.
There's another way to think about it, that if you're not an adult yet, 18 years old, you're your parents' property.
You still are entitled to privacy.
True, but what he's doing is not illegal, but would you say it's amoral?
It's bad parenting.
You think so?
I would say it's bad parenting to violate your kid's trust like that.
Reading your kid's text message. At age 14, you can
I don't know. I guess I imagine I would probably do it too. I would do it in like a night, you know, much more wholesome. Like if they left it out, I'd scroll a little bit.
Right.
Like you couldn't help it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to the lengths to spy on my child.
But maybe he's not going through lengths. It's just popping up on his iPad.
There's a world where that just happens because of iMessage.
Yeah, yeah. I think that is. With these iMessage, I don't know where the hell my messages are going anymore.
Right.
Like, they pop up on iPads, they pop up on computers, they pop up on my phone.
Right. There's a chance that your dad didn't do this just to spy on you, and that it's just, like, linked to the the iPad.
And now he's just reading
it. He's, like, linking all the accounts. But maybe he's not even reading it. Maybe they're just coming in.
I don't think a dad has that much willpower that he's like, ooh, these iMessages are coming in with me and my son and his girlfriend, and I'm not going to read them. Let's say he is spying on him. Would you say you can confront your father at age 16?
I don't know. It'd be really hard. I feel like I would probably just disconnect them from the iPad or something.
Right.
And just like, you know, you don't really ever mention what happened. But
right.
The dad would probably feel like he got caught.
The damage was done. You don't confront it anymore.
Right.
I think what you shouldn't do is like freak out, because when you're 16, your parents don't respect your opinions yet. You're just a teenager to them. So I think you have to, like, if you want to bring it up, you have to like try to be as mature as possible. Like, sit down with your father and be like, hey, dad, listen, man, I know you've been reading my iMessages. That's not cool. And then it's like this dad for the first time like feels like
so weird for
when you're getting confronted by a teenager. instead of just like, what the fuck are you doing, dad? Then it's like, he can dismiss it.
Well,
it kind of
depends
crazy
on like how this kid acts all the time. If he like, if really bothers him, he should just act the opposite of what he usually does. Like if he's usually cool and mature and calm,
yeah,
then he should freak out because his dad will be like, wow, I've never seen my kid freak out like that.
Right.
Or if he freaks out all the time, then he should have a nice somber conversation.
I'm disappointed in you, daddy.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think there's a huge chance that the dad is just like, yeah, I bought your iPod. I bought the iPad.
You're mine. So I can really pretty much do what I want with you. You're an iSon to me.
But there's also a world where he's like, yeah, I don't care about the dumb messages you're sending your like 15-year-old long-distance girlfriend. I think they're like dumb and funny. I get. I'll stop reading them.
I think they're dumb and funny. That's the saddest thing you could say to someone who's having gone through his first serious relationship.
Right. But I mean, like, isn't there a possibility that the dad, none of this means as much to the dad as it does to the kid?
Yeah.
Not the possibility. That is what it is.
Right.
That's what's happening.
Right.
So, like, your dad is probably just, he's got this, like, sort of curiosity about it. But right. It's not like he's like, oh my God, I really want to know, like, how intense this relationship is.
Right. He's not, like, snooping.
The fact of the matter is, though, that he did violate your privacy.
It's so true.
You just say, hey, I don't like that this happened.
That seems like a hard level in parenting.
Can you stop doing that?
How do you decide when to stop snooping on your child? Because there's a level that you just always want to continue doing it, right? You said at age 14, do it, and at age 15, stop it?
I think it's always relatively, you know, give them some semblance of privacy and space. But I think it's like, if this kid was like old enough to be like actually sexting with his girlfriend, then right. I think it's like actually fucked up.
Right.
Because then the dad's like,
this would be a good question for your mom. Like, when did she stop snooping on you?
Right. I mean, I'm sure she must have snooped on. There was never a time when like she would find things in my drawer or anything. But every once in a while, there would be something like, oh, the cleaning lady said she found this. And I'd be like, oh no. Anna, our cleaning lady, is like catching me out on all this. Like, she found a condom. And now I think about it, I'm like, oh, actually, maybe that was just my mom.
Yeah. Come to think of it, we didn't have a cleaning lady.
Yeah.
That was the first clue. Yeah. So what would you do? You would just disconnect it, not mention it.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's what I would do.
I guess I'll say the same. Just take it away and see if he says anything. And he can't say anything because then he's going to admit to reading them. It's the thing.
Right.
You took away the thing that he's snooping. He can't be like, oh, I was snooping. How do you do that?
Yeah.
Do you know how to disconnect that stuff? Like, your messages come through your phone or to your computer still, do they?
Yeah, but I turn them on to do that. I think you could like just go into the preferences and iMessage.
So Apple system preferences.
I think you launch the
general
app, then go into preferences,
iMessages,
you
preferences,
account.
Add account. Bonjour is inactive. iMessage, and then click on enable this account.
Oh, and you're getting his text now.
Oh, how is this possible? All right, cool. Some real technical advice. Do you want to read another question?
Sure.
If I were you.
If I were you.
Oh, yeah, that was Stony. One of them. I'd tell you what I would do if only I were you.
Show.com.
Oh, this one's fun. It's from a lady. Let's give her another. Oh, this is a lady from England.
Oh.
What's a famous British lady?
A famous British
dame.
Lady.
Like a...
Oh, a Dame Judi Dench.
Or a Dame Edna.
Very nice.
Yeah, or a Dame... Helen Mirren.
Who? Helen Mirren,
yeah.
In distress.
Helen Mirren writes, hey guys, so I found myself in somewhat of a pickle, a conundrum, if you will. I'm 19 and in my first relationship. Until now, I pretty much refused anything more than a casual one-night stand with anyone because I'm shit scared of commitment. And I'm definitely punching above my weight with this gorgeous man specimen. The only problem is he's really good friends with this girl I cannot stand. He's made comments about her body, saying things like she has this ideal body type, and saying that I could exercise a bit more to look like her. On top of this, both my friends and his come up to me and ask me how I'm okay with him being that close to her, especially since she makes it pretty obvious that she's super into him. All my boyfriend and I do together is sleep and fuck, which was great until this girl came along, and now I'm starting to wonder if he's not as happy with me as he is with her. So should I just back down and get out of the way of what would probably be a great relationship between them? Because what I really want to do is tell this bitch to back the F off, but I don't want to look like a paranoid, jealous girlfriend that I really am inside. Lots of love from England, Helen Maren.
I guess I would break up with him because he told you to exercise.
That's it. An exercise comment, and you're like, this is over.
I think he is being gross and manipulative, so yeah, I would probably just dump him.
All right. What if you were dating someone who was super hot, a super attractive lady? And the trade-off was...
Sounds about right so far.
The trade-off was that she was very mean to you always. So all she was is during the day mean to you, but then you would basically sleep with her and then sleep. I guess sleep with her both in the metaphorical way and then a regular way.
I wouldn't date that person.
Would you try to sleep with them as much as possible before you broke up?
No, I just have to sleep with them once and then I would be good.
You've defeated that level.
I just like to see what it's like.
What if the sex is so great? Can sex be so great that it outweighs her being mean to you?
Why do I have to make her my girlfriend? I couldn't just have sex with her sometimes.
Because she's like, I'll only sleep with somebody that I'm in a relationship with.
Right. I guess like the sex couldn't be so good that it would be better than sex I would have with other people who might like me. So right. I would probably still, yeah, not.
So it's never worth it.
No. I have sex with people I dislike all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like above that, but I just wouldn't like really commit to a relationship with somebody I didn't like or who didn't like me.
Oh, that's, yeah. You can commit to a relationship with someone you don't like.
I do that all the time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, just the problem is when they don't like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you can't have that anymore.
No.
Especially because they don't like you anymore.
Right. Well, if they're mean to you.
Yeah. So why don't you get out now? Although is that just letting this other girl win?
Well, it's not like the only thing standing in the way of this relationship. We don't know how that other girl feels about the dude.
Right, but it seems like she said that it seems like she's super into him.
I think make your own decision. Like, you don't have to think about their relationship. Make your own decision based on how you feel about this guy, not how he might feel about this girl and how she might feel about him. If you are unhappy with this dude, then you can break up with him. If you're unhappy only because you are secretly jealous of this girl, then maybe you could just mention that to him. Say, hey, that girl makes me feel jealous, but... You know, do it in a tactful, nice way that doesn't make you sound like you're paranoid.
Does she have a gripe with the girl?
I guess I don't think so.
Can she be mad at the girl? Can you be mad at a guy that's going after your lady?
It's all kind of irrational, isn't it? That girl didn't necessarily do anything, but jealousy doesn't matter. Like, jealousy just makes you hate that person.
Right.
I think you should probably recognize that those feelings that you have aren't genuine hatred. They're more like inside you. And if anything, your boyfriend is being this shitbag because he's the one that's like feeding into the jealousy by saying like, you could look like her if you exercise.
Right.
He probably knows that he's making you a little jealous.
Right.
So, I don't know. It sounds like a pretty fucked up situation. Your boyfriend kind of sucks.
But God damn it, he's a gorgeous specimen. Would you say attractive dudes are worse people than unattractive dudes?
No, there's plenty of awful, ugly guys, too.
Oh, so you can be ugly and also mean.
Right.
That's the worst you could be.
Yeah, ugly and mean. Ugly inside and out is pretty bad.
Yeah. That's as bad as it gets.
But like also being hot on the outside and really ugly on the inside is pretty bad too, because you can use your powers for more evil things, I think.
Right. If you're ugly and mean, you're just sort of sad of you.
Yeah.
But if you're hot and mean,
you can like infiltrate and really take things down from the inside.
You'll be a virus. Uh-huh. You attach yourselves to people and drag them down with you.
Ugly is like a cold. Yeah. Hot, ugly is a cancer.
Oh, I see. And so ugly is almost good because it's like two negatives.
It makes it's like you bump up to an ugly and you're like, oh, get the fuck away from me. And you know, it's like they don't really affect you too much. But hot ugly is like, hey, come here. And then like, oh no, you're hurting me from the inside. Like, that's no good.
Well, what about ugly hot?
Ugly on the outside, hot on the inside. Well, that's not anything. That's nice. That's just like, it's a little tough for the ugly hot person. I think that's what a lot of people are, is ugly on the outside, hot on the inside.
I think that's the ideal.
No, the ideal is hot.
Of course.
Fucking idiot.
But I think second best.
Guess which one I am, motherfucker.
Hot ugly, the one that you said was the worst.
No. Douchebag, I'm actually a good person.
So
fuck off with that.
Sounds like you're mean to me. So in this Punnett square we've created, don't be hot ugly, and don't be ugly. So let's rank them: best hot, second best.
Of course it's the best,
obviously. That means you're hot and you're good. Second best, ugly hot. You're ugly, hey.
But at least that's on the genetic. Inside, you got a hot heart.
You're heating what you can control. If you're ugly, that's, I'm sorry, you're 4 foot two and balding. Like, that's the lot you were dealt. You can't change that.
You can always, you could always exercise, though.
Yeah, you could be buff.
So you could be like 4'2 bald, but like pretty stacked.
Yeah, like cut. You can be cut in that.
You can always be cut.
Worse than that, would you say, is worse than that is ugly.
Yep, ugly on the outside, ugly on the inside.
You're a bad looking, objectively bad looking human, and then also in addition to that, you are
bad
mean
person.
You're a meanie. You've let it affect you suddenly.
An ugly meanie.
Uh-huh.
And then the worst of all hot ugly,
which is
the dichotomy.
Genus, species, Homo erectus.
The outer truth with the inner lie.
the candy that is poison on the inside.
Yes,
so
the apple with
you.
The razor blade.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to eat a cactus because it looks dangerous.
Mm-mm.
That's fine.
But
you can be a
what?
Cactus.
Now, but you will eat a poison strawberry, won't
that's
you?
That's right.
You look sweet, but uh-oh.
Or uncooked,
now I've got ringworm.
Yeah, uncooked chicken.
Yep. Well, so, that doesn't look good on the outside.
Okay,
really.
So cooked on the outside, raw on the inside,
there it is,
and
there
suddenly
it is.
You have Giardia.
I see. Yep.
3 to 4 weeks.
You are a Giardia man. This girl dates a Giardia man.
Pumpkin, you're dating a dillweed. Well, what are you playing with there? Okay. It's a little game. It's actually kind of fun.
How many times in a row can I hit this top bar with it?
Okay. One, two, three.
I could probably do it forever.
Yeah. There's a clip on the mic stand and you just flick it up. Look at the flick of the wrist.
Yeah, y'all's got to come over and see this game. It's actually, I missed.
Shit. All right, let's take a quick break now. Oh, wait, what should she do? Leave. Go away from the hot ugly.
Yeah.
Hot ugly, he's the worst one.
Mm-hmm.
So scram.
Buddy.
Let's take a break, thank a few more sponsors, then we'll be back with more If I Was I. Shit.
We should change the name of the show, you're right.
If I Was I.
If I Was I. If I Was I.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul, yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test.
I am
certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
super simple. It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, less than 10 but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah. Kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz. And you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Today, or we're releasing this, I shouldn't say today, you can listen to it at your own pace. We're releasing this on Monday, July 20th. We're coming to Montreal this week.
Montreal,
oui. Je m'appelle Amir.
Je m'appelle Amir. Fromage.
Oui,
crêpe avec
jambon sans fromage, s'il vous plaît.
And people are discarding their tickets. They're all on StubHub.
Oh, my God. We're going to be hosting comedy shows on Thursday and Friday, and then also doing a live podcast on Saturday. I'll put all that information up on ifiwereyoushow.com because it's a lot to take in. Mm-hmm. But the best thing you can do is just get a badge for the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. See a whole ton of shows, and as long as you get there early enough, you can get into ours as well. I think individual tickets to our show is sold out, but you can get in with that hall pass.
Get in on that pass, dog.
Which is the same for our October show in Toronto. You can still get in with our festival pass. Do we have any other shows? None that we can announce yet.
Yeah, but there's
we're hoping to come. We're hoping to come back to New York City.
To the East Coast.
Yeah, the Beast Coast.
Exactly. The home of our very first live podcast.
Which was where? Oh, back when it was just me, you, six people in the crowd. Everyone's confused. Janitor locking up.
First time I ever got drunk on stage. And now I do it a lot.
Now it's a problem. Now it's an issue. Shout out to, let's just say, our subreddit. Great, great community of fans over there. If you haven't checked it out, reddit.com/r/JakeandAmir. r/JakeandAmir. Jake also has a really, I think, thought-provoking Instagram account.
No.
I really do think it provokes thought. Come on,
dude. I don't know. Is it?
Can I do it? Would it be a disservice for me to load it right now and please, just say the thoughts that I provoke?
We have a show to host, man.
You asked me to do this.
Instagram.com. There it is. Right. Don't talk. Come on, dude.
All right. So.
Oh, don't. Do not.
Right off the bat, there's a picture of your buddy Mike in a field of flowers.
That is, yeah.
To say that it provokes thought is so... interesting.
It's, like, I guess
I'm thinking for
what
sure.
What is art? It's relative. It's asymmetrical. Subjective.
Like
it's,
I wouldn't have chosen this filter or the framing, but yeah. Like I would have divided it exactly in half. It looks a little just.
It is not. It looks uneven. Exactly in half.
It's
it
not,
is exactly
no,
in half
because it's like not even 2/3. It's sort of. Like
oh,
this,
you mean the lower? It's lower.
Yeah,
that was a choice.
I know, and I do know that it was a choice, but I think it was an incorrect choice.
It was not an incorrect choice. You want to do
second picture?
You want to do all fields?
Second picture?
You don't want
no,
a little
I want
to sky
do half and half.
To get a
I want to do
a
half
sense,
and half.
To get a sense of the wide open sky?
Yeah.
You want to do half and
oh,
half?
Oh, wide
so
open
what, you get a sense
sky.
Of all the earth? I don't think so, dude.
Yeah.
You do just a bed of flowers and a wide open sky. Infinite possibilities. Fuck off. You're wrong. What else you got?
Second picture, Mike again. I wouldn't go back to back with the same subject.
Oh yeah,
you gotta have a little.
You're not
variety.
You're not a true artist if you don't have a muse, baby.
this picture is way too dark.
All right, if we're doing this, I'm gonna upload your Instagram.
He's
I'm gonna check out your
hat.
Instagram real
he's,
quick.
He's wearing a hat, so you can't really see. There's this top light. It's too shady. I don't even know what he's holding in his mouth. Here, one of his arms is lit. The other is not. Mike is an artiste. He's an artiste. He's an auteur. He's a cinematographer. He would never allow this. I can see for a fact he would not put a picture like this up. It's completely uneven. It's completely unintentional. It's unnecessary. It's
all right, untouchable. Your last picture is a screenshot of a seamless web order.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And before you have two pictures of your own face in your last six. Oh, three pictures in your last seven or your last eight. Sorry. It's disgusting. It's deplorable. It's a shout out picture. To yourself. It's a TBT. Oh, wow. Here's one picture of you with two pictures of your own face in it.
Where? Well, that's a before and after. It was me at age 18, me at age 31. It shows the transition of time. I think it's kind of interesting to look at one subject
really,
over in one
really
shot.
Really interesting, dude.
Here's a picture of you. Here's a picture of you with a tattoo. Here's a picture of you kissing a lady. Here's a picture of your
feet.
There's
a picture of me kissing a lady?
Yeah.
Where?
At that wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was my chick, man.
Your main squeeze that night. You're shit, man.
You're shit, mate.
you're absolutely shit.
Your Instagram's gone downhill, Blumenfeld. You overpost. They're all pictures of your own face.
You overpost and you underdeliver. I'm sorry to my... Hold on. This is so petty. Like,
of course
why
it
am
is.
I even bringing this up? I do apologize to my 43,000 followers. And to
and I'm sure they appreciate and they appreciate that.
And I also want to give a shout out to your 34,000 followers.
All right,
and to the 9,000 of you that follow me and not Jake. Toda, namaste to you.
You're I like you all. God's if you're listening work. To follow me on Instagram and show Amir who's got the more thoughtful Instagram. Who spends a little more time with their filters and who doesn't just willy-nilly post screenshots of their seamless web orders?
That was a joke. That I told
you are
a story.
Joke. Your entire account is a joke.
Jesus, man. At Jake Hurwitz on Instagram and at Amir. If y'all ain't part of the game, please join us. You know what I did recently? I made my account private.
Why?
I don't know. I wanted to see what it would do. So now you have to request to follow me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how long it'll last, but it's kind of interesting personally vetting every single person that tries to follow me. It also keeps people, like people who are lurking, who never followed me, and sort of force them into requesting.
Oh, that's interesting.
I opened up a public museum and then I started charging for it.
So you're trying to stop people from like who just sort of like search.
Yeah, casually.
They're like, oh, like I'm trying to see this.
Yeah, now it's like, oh, who are you?
It's a real game, Blue. Yeah. It's a real, everything's a game to you. My art's for free. I don't do it for the followers.
I agree. It is worth nothing. It is worthless. It is free.
Sunsets are free too.
But you know it's not free? A fucking rad ass Ferrari. And for me to have that and for you to drive a...
You drive a Mazda 6.
How dare you? No one can know that. That was for you. All right. Let's get to one last question. After that emotional catharsis... there's another lady that I followed up with. This lady is from Texas. How about a famous Texan?
Dolly Parton.
Yeehaw! Let's see where Dolly Parton is from.
Oklahoma. Is it Oklahoma?
Tennessee.
Shit.
Born in Tennessee. Let's see if I can guess someone who was born in Texas. Annie Oakley? Annie, are you Oakley? Ohio. Whoa, I was way off. This is just where they were born.
Okay. I got one.
Yeah.
Barbara Bush.
Whoa. Barbara Bush was born in New York City.
Fuck me.
That was a good guess.
Thank you.
Laura Bush.
Oh, fuck, of course.
Midland, Texas. Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you for the alley-oop.
I was going to say Laura Bush.
Does LeBron James slam one down and then look to his teammate who passed it and say, fuck you?
Emotionally, yeah, kind of. All right. Laura Bush writes, hello, Jake and Amir. First off, would like to say how much I like your show. Thank you. With that being said, I need some help. I recently took a trip out to LA with my cousin and his family. As luck would have it, I met a pretty nice guy on my last day there. My last day. Ugh. Anyway, we met up for a couple of drinks and talked for a few hours and ended up having a pretty good makeout session. Okay, a very good makeout session. But eventually I had to go, needing to finish up packing and getting ready for my trip back home. When we left, we kept discussing things and kept in touch, and we've recently texted a few times back and forth since then. But the question is it completely delusional to think that this could go anywhere? We only spent a few hours together, and now there are three states between us. It seems like this type of situation doesn't tend to end well. I know you guys have discussed long-distance relationships before, but any help you could provide would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Laura Bush. Then I emailed her back, and I asked some follow-up questions. How old are you? How old is she? How old is he? What state do you live in? How did you meet him? Because I want to know, like, how do you meet someone?
Is this something you're starting to do? Emailing people back?
I guess so. It happened twice in this episode. Because I had some questions. How do you meet someone when you're in LA as you're leaving? And she says, I'm 27 and I live in Texas. He's 30. Unfortunately, the way we met is pretty boring. I was standing outside of a restaurant waiting for my family, and he asked if I knew the time because his phone had died. I let him know, and he thanked me and asked where I was from, saying that he was blown away by how nice I was being and that I seemed very genuine, so that I couldn't be from LA. It seemed like a stretch since he only asked me for the time, but he was cute, so I agreed to have a drink with him. Thanks for responding. That's pretty cool. He got a date.
He's a real smooth operator.
After asking someone for the time.
Oh, he's a real smooth criminal.
Nice. Same thing. So, what do you think? Should she entertain this or just cut it off?
Of course, it's not like nothing's really going to happen, but maybe she'll have sex with him one day.
Maybe one day, if you're lucky, you'll fuck.
Like, maybe she'll be back here, maybe he'll be there. Like, something will happen if you guys stay in touch and if you stay liking each other. But it doesn't seem... Like, you always idealize people in this situation.
This is the best he'll ever be. You had one awesome three-hour sesh with him.
Yeah. I kind of... Part of me thinks that, like, guys that are that good at talking to people and, like, getting a date, Like he, that's pretty much what he's good for. I don't think he's gonna. He would be a good. Maybe I'm definitely speculating too much.
You're saying he's hot ugly.
I think he might be hot ugly. Which is fine. It's cool to make out with him. You could even have sex with him if you want. But I feel like if you're that smooth, if you're like that, you go up to somebody because your phone's dead and then end up making out with them.
Yeah.
You're like, that must mean he probably is a little bit of an asshole. He's got to be at least a little slimy.
Do you see some of yourself in him? Is that why you're so sure?
No, I never do anything like that.
But you're like, this guy's so charming. He must be bad on the inside.
I think, no, I don't see any of myself in a guy like this. So I'm a different kind of bad.
He's a charming kind of scary guy.
He's a snake oil salesman.
He's a con artist. Yeah. A matchstick man.
I think that's what it is. But I also don't want to judge too much. I think she's asking just if we think she's delusional for seeing a future with him. And yes, that's the answer.
But
there is no real good future with this guy.
Would you say that for anybody that met after one date, that there's no future? Like, why is there no future with this guy versus anybody else?
They live in Texas. This guy... probably just hangs out outside that restaurant with a dead phone all the time.
Oh, dead phone Sammy? Yeah, let me guess. He asked you for the time.
Tell you what, just press the little circle button. See, there you go. It was off. It's never dead.
You notice he's also wearing a watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
actually a good game right there. Do you know what time it is? Great. Awesome icebreaker.
Right.
But what about the few times that this does end up in a loving relationship? It's funny, you're supposed to be the romantic and I'm supposed to be the pragmatic one, but you're saying don't go for it, you guys don't live in the same city. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's worth the risk. Even if it's 1 in 1,000, isn't it worth? Because the actual potential reward is a lifetime of having this guy in your life who might be your soulmate.
Yeah, but if you're being practical, then you're telling her to write off every single guy that she lives closer to and could have like an actual meaningful connection with.
So why don't you pursue this guy while still pursuing other guys? Go for this guy, but don't shut yourself off. You don't have to be exclusive with this guy. You just have to, like, you know, pretend like it's an open relationship. See him if you can. If you don't, you have other guys in Texas. Don't close off yourself from other opportunities.
But this kind of thing is always like you're looking at it through rose-colored glasses. Like
I got rose-colored glasses.
See? They do not look good. You look like a weird flower child.
Circular pink roses lenses. Why? Because you're saying if you are investing any time and energy in this, then you're not fully committed to.
I don't even think it's about fully committed. Like, it's just kind of pointless. Like, what are you going to, you're shutting yourself out from other things because you're thinking about somebody that lives in California that you met once.
Right.
I understand because I've been there, but not to any avail.
I'll tell you that right now. It's almost like if you buy a lottery ticket in California, don't quit your job in Texas.
Right. Like, it's cool to think about it. Like, enjoy this romanticized vision that you have. Like, think about him, fantasize him about him. Cool, totally.
But what about texting him?
That's fine, too. I just don't think it's ever going to really materialize into anything except for maybe, like, a little tryst or a fling.
Well, that could be fun, too.
Totally.
But then why subject yourself to a flight back to L.A. or an L.A. flight back for him to Texas? Won't that just get you deeper and deeper into this relationship?
Or it will be, like, cathartic to, like, finally fuck now that, like, since you've been thinking about it so much. And the sex won't be as good as you built it up in your head. And you'll go home and you'll say, you know what? That guy was not all I cracked him up to be, but I'm glad that I saw him again.
Yeah. Is it just a guy thing that's like, once we had sex, like my interest level is much less, or do girls also go through that experience?
I think it depends on the sex.
It depends on the gender, or it depends on the sex that
sex
you
itself.
Had. So if the sex is great, both parties will want more.
Yeah, I should have, like, it would be nice to actually talk to somebody who studies this kind of thing, like in the different genders, but it kind of seems like... if the sex is good, like even if the sex is good, the guy can still disconnect, but then it's harder for the girl too.
Yeah. Like all these stereotypes, I wonder if any of them are true, or is it just offensive to think any of them are real? But what if some of them are real?
I thought it was like a biological fact that like women, when they have an orgasm, they release some sort of like chemical that makes them feel bonded to someone and guys don't.
Right.
But I don't know if like that was just some dumb GQ article that I read or if it's a fact.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying that like if the sex is really good and like both people have an orgasm, then it's like harder for the woman to disconnect.
So if I were you, what would you do? text, try to see this lady or guy one more time? Or
I would, yeah, I'd probably like go hard at trying to fuck them once and then kind of be done with it.
I would also see it through. It might be fun to have one or two more activities with this dude, but don't actually close yourself off from anything that's happening in Tejas.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Or you could just move to LA for him. Like next time you see him, you have a bag. You have a packed bag.
Right. Yeah. Don't do that.
Also, it's interesting that she went to LA with her cousin and his family. Isn't that your family?
Mm.
I went to with my cousin and his mom.
With my cousin and his aunt, which is my mom.
I went to LA with my cousin and his aunt. all right. Thanks for writing in, Laura Bush. And thanks for writing in everybody else. That email address, if you have your own questions, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. That's also the email address if you have theme song submissions. We're also still needing Facebook image thumbnails for all you visual artists out there. Ideally in a 600x315 resolution, but we will take what we can get. Thank you for listening to this show. Thank you for enjoying this program. Thank you for occasionally telling your friends about it. And we'll be back next Monday, every week, forever.
Ta-da.
Bye. Oh, wait, shit. The closing theme song, the opening one, was written by Tommy Dowdy, and this closer was written by Carl. So thank you, Carl. Good night.
You got problems, send them to Jake and Amir at If I Were You. It's a podcast show made by two cool dudes. Yeah, it's If I Were You. You got problems, send them to Jake and Amir at If I Were You. It's a podcast show made by two cool dudes.
Yeah, it's If I Were You.
Yeah.